M22 recording length 20 minutes and 50 seconds. This recording was created using www.spokentext.net. Messier 22 Globular Cluster M22, NGC 6656, Class BII, in Sagittarius M22.jpg, Right Ascension 18, 36.4, H colon M, declination, 23, 54, Deg colon M, distance 10.4, Cli, visual brightness 5.1, Mag, apparent dimension 32.0, Arc Min, discovered by Abraham Eichel in 1665, Messier 22, Million 22, and GC 6656, as one of the brightest and remarkable clusters in the sky, and in particular those observable from mid-northern latitudes. It was the first of these objects to be discovered. This was probably the first globular cluster discovered by Abraham Eichel in 1665. According to Kenneth Glenn Jones, it is supposed, e.g. by Admiral Smythe, that Hevelius may have seen it even earlier. But Halley, Dipchaso and Messier commonly acknowledge Eichel's original discovery. This globular was included in Halley's list of six objects published 1715, and observed by Dipchaso, his number 17, and Le Gentil, as well as by Abbé Nicolas Louis de La Caille, who included it in his catalogue of southern objects as La Caille I.12. Charles Messier, who catalogued M22 on June 5, 1764, states that it is also included in John Bevis' English Atlas. M22 is a very remarkable object. At 10,400 light-years, it is one of the nearer globular clusters. At this distance, its 32 angular diameter, slightly larger than that of the full moon, corresponds to a linear of about 97 light-years. Visually, it is still about 17. It is visible to the naked eye for observers at not too northern latitudes, as it is brighter than the Hercules globular cluster M13 and outshined only by the two bright southern globulars, not in Messier's catalog, Omega Centauri, and GC 5139, and 47 Tucani, and GC 104. This is the ranking of the four brightest in the sky. While Shapley and Pease counted 70,000 stars in this great stellar swarm, only the relatively small number of 32 variables has been identified, half of them already known to Bailey in 1902, among them the long-period Mira variable, which is probably not a member. The brightest stars are about Mag 11. The stars are spread over a region roughly 200 light-years in diameter, and receding from us at about 149 km/sec. This cluster is notable because it contains a weak planetary nebula, discovered by the infrared satellite IROS and catalogued as IROS 18333-2357-GJJC1. This planetary was the second discovered in a globular cluster after Pease 1 and M15, and one of only four known planetary nebula in Milky Way globular clusters. Recent Hubble Space Telescope investigations of M22 have led to the discovery of a considerable number of planet-sized objects which appear to flow through this globular cluster. These objects may have masses of only 80 times that of Earth, and were discovered by so-called micro-lensing effects, i.e. bending of light of background member stars of the cluster. For the observer, it is of interest that M22 is less than 1 degree of the ecliptic, so that conjunctions with planets are frequently conspicuous. Messier 22 observations and descriptions discovered by Abraham Eichel in 1665. Messier, M22, June 5, 1764 22:18 H 21 m 55 s, 275 d 28 39 24 d 06, 11, nebula, below the ecliptic, between the head and the bow of Sagittarius, near a star of 7th magnitude, 25 Sagittarii. According to Flamsteed, this nebula is round, it doesn't contain any star, and one can see it very well in an ordinary telescope of 3.5 foot Florida. The star Lambda Sagittarii served for determination of its position. Abraham Eichel, a German, discovered it in 1665, while observing Saturn. M. Le Gentil observed it in 1747, and he made an engraving of it. Memoirs of the Academy, Year 1759, page 470, seen again March 22, 1781. It is reported in the English Atlas, Diom, 6. Membakan for 1771, p. 444, First Messier Catalogue, in the same night of June 5 to 6, 1764, I have observed a nebula situated a bit below the ecliptic, between the head and the bow of Sagittarius, near the star of 7th magnitude, the 25th of that constellation, according to the catalogue of Flamsteed. That nebula didn't appear to me to contain any star, although I have examined it with a good Gregorian telescope which magnified 104 times. It is round, and one sees it very well with an ordinary non-achromatic refractor of 3.5 feet. Its diameter is about 6 minutes of arc. I have determined its position by comparing with the star Lambda Sagittarii. Its right ascension has been concluded as 275°28′39', and its declination is 24°6′11'. It was Abraham Eichel, a German, who discovered this nebula in 1665, when observing Saturn. M. Legendel has examined it also, and he has made an engraving of the configuration in the volume of the Memoirs of the Academy, for the year 1759, page 470. He observed it on August 29, 1747, under good weather, with a refractor of 18 feet length. He also observed it on July 17, and on other days. It always appeared to me, he says, very irregular in its figure, hair and distributing in space of rays of light all over its diameter. p. 456, 1764.June.5, Ra, 275.28.39, Dec. 246.11.8, Diom, 06, a nebula without stars, between the bow and the head of Sagittarius. Halley, 1716, number 3, nebula in Sagittarius in Phil, Trans, XXIX, 390, 1716, the third is near the ecliptic between the head and bow of Sagittarius, not far from the point of the winter solstice. This, it seems, was found in the year 1665 by a German gentleman, M. J. Abraham Eichel, whilst he attended the motion of Saturn then near its aphelion. This is small but very luminous, and emits a ray like the former. Its place at this time is Capricorn, 4.5 with about 0.5 degree south lat. De Chaso, DCH number 17, a third, discovered by Abraham Eichel, between the head and the bow of Sagittarius, for which I found the rod of 275°14′10', and the southern declination of 24°5′30'. It is 5 in diameter. It is round, of reddish color, instead of the yellowish of the Andromeda nebula and the transparent of that in Orion. Lacaille, Lacaille.12, 18:21:19, 24:05:00. It resembles the preceding Lacaille.11, probably not M69. 1763, observed on April 6, 1752, Bode, Bode 57, a rather vivid nebula, Koeller, Koeller number 1 in the bow of Sagittarius, longitude 95°10, 275°10, approximate latitude 1°0, south. William Herschel PT 1800, P 7374, reprinted in Scientific Papers, Volume 2, p. 45, July 4, 1783. I viewed the nebula between Flamsteed's 25 and 26 Sagittarii, discovered by Abraham Eichel, in 1665–22=NGC 6656, with a small 20-foot Newtonian telescope, power 200. It is all resolved into stars, that are very small and close. There must be some hundreds of them, with 350. I see the stars very plainly, but the nebula is too low in this latitude for such a power. July 12, 1784. I viewed the same nebula with a large 20-foot Newtonian reflector, power 157. A most beautiful extensive cluster of stars, of various magnitudes, very compressed in the middle, and about 8 in diameter, besides the scattered ones, which do fill the extent of the field of view. This field, by the passage of an equatorial star, was 15.3. The large stars are red, the small ones are pale red, Ra 18H 23.39, PD 114D7. The penetrating power of the first instrument was 39, that of the latter 61, but, from the observations, It is plain how much superior the effect of the latter was to that of the former, notwithstanding the magnifying power was so much in favor of the instrument with the small penetrating power, pt. 1818, p. 441, reprinted in Scientific Papers, Volume 2, p. 597, the 22nd of the Connaissance, M22 equals NGC 6656, 1783, 7 feet telescope, 460 has not light enough to show it, with 227, I see it very imperfectly, 1801, 10 feet telescope, with 600 it is a cluster of stars, 1783, small 20 feet telescope, with 350, all resolved into stars, 1784, 20 feet telescope, an extensive cluster of stars, 1810, large 10 feet telescope, the stars are condensed in the middle, the diameter is 8.0, the greatest condensation is about 4.0, by the observation of the 10 feet telescope, the profundity of this cluster must be nearly of the 344th order, it is near the following branch of the Milky Way, John Herschel, 1833, H2015, H2015 equals M22, sweep the 30th of July 1st, 1826, Ra 18 H25 meters 59.1s, NPD 114 D 1 meter 16s, 1830.0, right ascension and north polar distance, a magnificent globular cluster, GBM but not to a nucleus, the stars from 12 to 20 meters, those 12 meters are equally scattered over it, but those of 20 meters form the central mass, a magnificent globular cluster, gradually brighter toward the middle, but not to a nucleus, the stars from 12 to 20 meters, those of 12 meters are equally scattered over it, but those of 20 meters form the central mass, sweep 275, July 28, 1830, Ra 18 H25 meters 61.2s, NPD 114 D 1 meter 11s, 1830.0, a super VM comp, R cluster, stars 11.15 meters, not very well defined, rather more comp to the NF side than at center, admirably seen in twilight, a super very much compressed, round cluster, stars of 11th to 15th magnitude, not very well defined, rather more compressed to the north following no side than of the center, admirably seen in twilight. Smythe, DCLIV 654, M22, DCLIV 22 million Sagittarii, R18 H26 meters 25s, DEC S24 DO1.4 mean epoch of observation, 1835.57 July 1835, withdrawing, a fine globular cluster, outlying that astral stream, the Via Láctea Milky Way, in the space between the Archer's Head and Bow. Not far from the point of the winter solstice, and midway between Mu and Sigma Sagittarii, it consists of very minute and thicky condensed particles of light, with a group of small stars proceeding by 3 meters, somewhat in a crucial form. Halley ascribes the discovery of this in 1665, to Abraham I. Hill, the German, but it has been thought this name should have been Abraham Hill, who was one of the first council of the Royal Society, and was wont to dabble with astronomy. This thought is probably spurious. Hevelius, however, appears to have noticed it previous to 1665, so that neither Eihel nor Hill can be supported. Evidence for this appearance is low, in particular as Eihel and Hevelius were probably in good contact. In August, 1747, it was carefully drawn by Le Gentil, as seen with an 18-foot telescope, which drawing appears in the Mars de l'Académie for 1759. In this figure three stars accompany the cluster, and he remarks that 2 years afterwards he did not see the preceding and central one. I, however, saw it very plainly in 1835. In the description he says, El ma fujures per outre arabliere dans sa figure, chevelu, et rependant de espèces de rayons de lumière tout autour de son diamètre. This passage, I quote, as in duty bound, but from familiarity with the object itself, I cannot say that I clearly understand how or why his telescope exhibited these espèces de rayons. Messier, who registered it in 1764, says nothing about them, merely observing that it is a nebula without a star, of a round form, and Sir William Herschel, who first resolved it, merely describes it as a circular cluster, with an estimated profundity of the 344th order. Sir John Herschel recommends it as a capital test for trying the space-penetrating power of a telescope. This object is a fine specimen of the compression on which the nebula theory is built. The globular systems of stars appear thicker in the middle than they would do if these stars were all at equal distances from each other. They must, therefore, be condensed toward the center. That the stars should be accidentally disposed is too improbable a supposition to be admitted. Whence Sir William Herschel supposes that they are thus brought together by their mutual attractions, and that the gradual condensation towards the center must be received as proof of a central power of such kind. John Herschel, 1847, H3753 = M22 = H2015, Sweep 793, June 27, 1837. Ra 18 H26 meters 4.1s, NPD 114 D2 meters 13s, 1830.0, right ascension and north polar distance, glob, CL, VB, VL, VM comp, VG VMBM, 7, Diom, the stars are of two magnitudes, viz. 15.16 m, and 12 meters, and what is very remarkable, the largest of these latter are visibly reddish. One in particular, the largest of all, equals 12.11 meters. SF the middle, is decidedly a ruddy asterisk, and so I think are all the other large ones. Globular cluster. Very bright. Very large. Very much compressed. Very gradually very much BBRIGHTER toward the middle. 7. Diameter. The stars are of two magnitudes, viz. 15.16 m, and 12 meters. And what is very remarkable, the largest of these latter are visibly reddish. One in particular, the largest of all, of 12 or 11 meters, south following the middle, is decidedly a ruddy star, and so I think are all the other large ones. Sweep 474, July 29, 1834, Ra 18 H26 meters 4.6s. NPD 114 D2 meters 7s, 1830.0, glob, CL, fine, V rich, VM comp, GMBM, but not to a nucleus. Diom and Ra equals 35.5s, consists of stars of two sizes, 11 and 15, with none intermediate, as if it consists of two layers, or one shell over another, a noble object, and B. Comparing this place with H2015, a suspicion of proper motion arises. Globular cluster. Fine. Very rich. Very much compressed. Gradually much BBRIGHTER toward the middle. But not to a nucleus. Diameter in Ra equals 35.5s 8.9. Consists of stars of two sizes, 11 and 15 mag, with none intermediate, as if it consists of two layers, or one shell over another. A noble object. The conjecture in the NB is not true. H.F. John Herschel, General Catalogue, GC 4044 GC 4044 equals H 2015 equals H 3753 equals M 22 Ra 18 H 27 meters 52.1s NPD 114 D 0 25.8 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, glob, CL, VB, VL, R, VRI, VMC, St. 11, 1510 observations by W. N. J. Herschel, very remarkable, globular cluster, very bright, very large, round, very rich, very much compressed, stars from 11th to 15th magnitude, drier. NGC 6656 equals GC 4424 equals H 2015 equals H 3753 JVI 1665 1022 LAG I.12 Ra 18 H 27 meters 51s NPD 114 D 1.0 1860.0 Right ascension and north polar distance, glob, CL, VB, VL, R, 3, VMC, Saint 11, 15, equals M22 very remarkable, globular cluster, very bright, very large, round, very rich, very much compressed, stars from 11th to 15th magnitude. Curtis descriptions of 762 nebulae and clusters photographed with the Crossley reflector, PUBL, Lichobs, number 13, part 1, P9, 42, NGC 6656, RA equals 18:30.3, DEC equals 23:59, M22, a beautiful globular cluster, 12, or more in diameter, 0 SN. Content car as if SEDS, Students for the Exploration and Development of Space, accessed September 21, 2007, text to mp3 by spokentext.net, quick and dirty complied by john-morris.net. This recording was created using Spoken Text, the free online text-to-audio converter. To learn more about Spoken Text, visit www.spokentext.net.